And Georgia and Diane are both not here, so we are going to tape class, especially for them. We miss you. All right. Laws of logarithms, how to simplify equations. So I really, you know what, I'm proud of myself sometimes, and I share that with people, and my husband finds it annoying, and, you know, but I am proud of myself, and I'm proud of myself for the analogy that I came up with about jumping in the pool yesterday. Because really, wasn't yesterday just taking an equation, making it look like the night before, and then solving, jumping in. All right, what are we doing here? All right, we're stepping back another step. So I'm stepping back here and giving you something that's a little more complicated, but you're going to squish it together and make it a little easier like last night, and then you're going to rewrite it again so it looks like the night before, and then you're ready to solve it. So it's really just taking one more step down the path away from the wall and letting you jump in with your bubble on. All right, so how to simplify these equations? There are three laws of simplification. I'm going to kind of show you what the laws are, and then we'll talk about how, why they work. And I'll show you some numbers. The first rule, one way to simplify a log is if I am adding two logarithms, I can actually take the log of the arguments. Yeah. Look at the equation I just wrote up there. What's log base 2 of 8?
2.
Careful. Log base 2 of 8. Because 2 to what power gives you 8? 3. What's log base 2 of 4?
2.
What does 3 plus 2 add to be? Add to be? 5. Okay, now. What if I had a log on the other side? Log base 2 of what number would be 5? There it is. Think about that. 2 to the 5th is 32. Look what happens. 8, 4, you multiply them. And notice, we're not saying log m times log n. We're saying log of m times n. We multiply, and those are called the arguments. When you're taking the log of something, call that the argument. Okay, same rule. Subtraction means I divide the arguments. Subtraction means I divide the arguments. Let's go through that same problem, but with a minus. So instead of 8 plus 2, 8 plus, or I'm sorry, 8 plus 4, or 3 plus 2, I get minus, and what's 3 minus 2? 1. And log base 2 of what is actually 1?
Zero.
No, not log base 2 of 1 gives me 0. Yeah, 2 to the 1 is 2, remember? Log base b of b is 1, because 2 to the 1 equals 2. And what's 8 divided by 4? 2. Not 8 minus 4, 8 divided by 4. So what does this allow me to do? Take something complicated and make it easier. Third rule, the p-log rule, or the plog rule. Now, this is a little different. This gets used a lot. I'm using this in calculus right now. If you are taking the log of something and that little something is being raised to a power, that's the same as p log base b of whatever that argument is, m. Let's see. No, I don't like that one. Okay, log base 3 of 3 plus log base 3 of 3. Look at rule number 1. What's that the same thing as? Log base 3 of 9. Everyone okay on that? Now, what's 9 the same thing as? Careful, 3 to the 3 squared. Okay. And how many log base 3s do I have? See how the exponent of the argument can also be the coefficient of the equation. So remember this rule? Remember that rule? log base b of b to the x. Think about where this x could also go. Can go out front, right? So that's x times log base b of b. And what's log base b of b? We just talked about this. 1. So an exponent of the argument can also be the coefficient. Now, this is not the same thing as log base 3 of 3 squared. Not the same thing. Log base 3 of 9 we know is what number? Log base 3 of 9 is 2, right? What's log base 3 of 3? No, what's log base 3? 3 to what power gives you 3? 1. What's 1 squared? 1. Okay? So these two are not the same thing. Squaring the function, can't do anything with it. Squaring the argument, you can do something with the two. All right? Let's do a little. Change of base rule. This allows you to use a calculator. We will occasionally let you use a calculator. And this is the change of base rule. Log base b of m equals log base c of m divided by log base c. And please make that a lowercase b. I got to fix that. That should be a lowercase b, not a capital B. My apologies. Let me just switch that now. There we go. Now, yeah. What it means is I can choose any new base I want. I could choose base 3, base 2, and I'm going to show you a problem where I'm going to choose a different base. I could choose base 10. Why? Because the calculator is base 10. Now, if nothing is written here, that is base 10. Now, you better know that. Because if I put that on a test and you walk up to me and say, there's a mistake here, Mrs. Cassidy, you didn't write the base, I'm going to say, you're right, it should be 5. I'm going to lie. Because I've decided there's a rule that says after a certain point, if students don't listen, I'm permitted to lie, and it's actually okay. It's called a fib, actually. Nothing written is log base 10, because your calculator doesn't have that little number 10 on it either. Okay, so let me show you why this works. Let me show you another one where this works. Let's do a problem from, log base 4 equals 8. If I asked you to solve that problem, what would be your first step to write? Just not according to change of base rule. Just tell me, what would you write? 4 to the x power, 4 to the p, whatever. 8 is equal to 4 to the p. Now, so now we're ready to solve a problem like we did two nights ago. What would you do to both sides? What? I'd get the same. Okay, rewrite it. 2 to the, what's this? 2 to the third is equal to, will we write this? 2 to the 2p, which means 3 equals 2p, which means p equals 3 halves. Okay, now let's practice change of base rule. I want to pick a new base. Now, if you happen to have a calculator with you, you can get out the calculator also. I'm going to do it on the board with a new base, and I'm going to pick base 2. I'm going to make this log base 2 of 8 divided by log base 2 of 4. What's log base 2 of 8? What's log base 2 of 4? Oh, look at that, same answer. Now, if you have a calculator, find your log button. If you have a graphing calculator, when you press it, you're going to get the word log, parentheses. Put the 8 in, end the parentheses. Work on your own calculator, not other people's. If you have questions, ask. If you don't have a calculator, that's fine. Okay, so you're going to press graphing calculator, the TI-30s, log of 8. Now hit a divided by. Now press the log button again, because you got to find the log of 4 now. And once you hit the 4, hit the end parentheses and hit equals. Getting 1.5? Ooh. Get it? Mm-hmm. Isn't that cool? Look, I did it with base 2 without using calculator. You did it with base 10.
You can do it with any base.
You can do it with any base you want. You could pick base 2000. Mm-hmm. I could pick base 16. Let me use base 64. Watch this one. Log base 64 of 8 over log base 64 of 4. Watch this. 64 to what power gives me 8? Well, that's a square root, right? So that's 1/2. 64 to what power gives me 4? That's a cube root. That's 1/3. What's 1/2 divided by 1/3? 3/2. Any base you want will work, guaranteed. But if you have a calculator, use base 10. All right, so I think we're up to some practice problems now. We already did this. We already did this. Boom, boom, boom. So let's try some problems. All right, so. So log base 4 of x plus log base 4 of 3 equals log base 4 of 2. On the left-hand side, how are you going to rewrite it? Michael.
Log base 4 of 3x.
Beautiful. So I've got log base 4 of 3x. And the right-hand side is simplified, so that's log base 4 of 2. So now my equation will be... What will I write next? 3x equals 2. Awesome. So if 3x equals 2, that means x equals 2/3. Oh, is it always that easy? Not always, but you know what? If you're paying attention to know the rules, it is easy. That's why I like this, because it simplifies, and everything is about simplifying, or almost everything is about simplifying. Now notice this problem, slightly different. Slightly different. No log. Okay, so, but start by doing whatever simplifying you can. So on the left-hand side, how are we going to write that? Log base 4 of 3x is equal to 2. All right, so that's today's lesson. What was yesterday's lesson?
3x equals 4.
How to solve a log problem. What is that going to become? 3x carefully equals 4 squared. Remember, it comes underneath. I like to think of it as the 4 is hanging onto the log and hanging on for dear life. He's actually on a trapeze, and when he lets go of the log flies away, and he goes flying under and goes underneath and bumps it up. I know, it's a bizarre visual. It really is, but you know what? It might stick with some of you. And then x then equals 16/3. Oh, different answer. They should be different answers. They should be. They're different problems. Can you see the difference when I would just simply set the 3x equal to 2 as opposed to setting 3x equal to 4 squared? Can you see why they're different? That's the important part. Log, no log. Log, I'm just going to solve an equation. No log, I got to do the log thing.
If the first one was log base 2 of 1, would it be the same answer?
Log base 2
of 1, would both of those be the same answer, 1 and 2, since that would be equal to 2? Like, if it said log base 4 of x plus log base 4 of 3 equals log base 2 of 1. I mean, log...
So that would be 0? Yeah, no, because you can't have logs of 0.
Okay.
Okay? I think that would turn out to be 0. Okay. Try this one. First step, work on the left-hand side. Second step, pretend it's last night. third step and pretend it is two nights ago. I'm getting 15. Maybe I made a mistake. Step one was using what we just learned. Step two was using last night to bring the 8 to the other side. Step three was rewriting 8 as 2 cubed, doing 2 nights ago homework. 2 cubed to the 3 halves, or to the 2 thirds, excuse me, is 2 squared, which is 4. So if x minus 3 over 3 equals 4,
because couldn't you do it like cube root of 8?
Which is 2?
2, and then 2 squared would be, oh. How
did I do that? Yep, you could do that. But remember the first night we talked about rewriting things with the smallest possible base? Isn't 8 the same thing as 2 cubed? Mm-hmm. So 3 times 2 thirds, power to a power, we multiply. Mm-hmm. 3 times 2 thirds is 2. How'd I get what?
The x went to a 3.
Oh my goodness, I miswrote that. Holy crow, thank you. Stop me. I just thought I knew something didn't look right. X minus 3 is equal to 4x. Negative 3x is negative 3 equals 3x. X equals negative 1. Is that better?
Yes.
Oh, stop me next time. Stop me. Now. Okay, thank you. Sorry. Catch me. I'm not thinking about this. I'm thinking about the fact that it's Friday. And it's sports night. And then I'm going home. And I watched The Office last night. It was fun. All right. Problem is, there's no solution to this problem. Why is there no solution? Well, careful. It's not that it is less than 0. I can make up a problem where the answer comes out to be negative 7 and it'll work. It's when you plug it in, you're taking a log of a negative number. Negative 1 in here, negative 1 minus 3 is negative 4. Log of a negative number doesn't work. Log of negative 1 does not work. Can't take a, this can't be the, these two things, remember n has to be positive. First rule, n must be positive. So you have to take your answers and go back to the original problem and say, hey, can I solve the equation as is? Can I put that number in? And if the answer is no, then you throw it out. So it's not that it's negative, but it's that when you plug it back in, you're taking log of a negative number. Oh, I love these problems. Yes?
Does that mean that, like, only n doesn't have to be negative? M can be? Or, like,
okay.
Like you just said
when I, well, that's because I was going back to this base power number, n for number. Okay, I'm gonna let you guys work on this problem. Yes, that's exactly right. What you do is you break the 12 into pieces you know. Got to turn this back on. 12 can be thought of as 3 times 2 times 2. So that's log base b of 3 plus log base b of 2 plus log base b of 2, and you know those numbers. 0.4771 plus 0.3010 plus 0.3010, which adds to be 1.0791. Very good. That is a hard problem. Now, thinking about what we did, how instead could you possibly do this one? What do you think, Jeff? Yeah, because 1.5 is the same thing as the log base b of 3 divided by 2, and how would we rewrite that problem? Log base b of 3 minus log base b of 2, which would be 0.4771 minus 0.3010, and that would subtract to be 1761. Good. Anytime you see a problem like this and they show up a lot on tests, Hint, hint. I should be fired for that. I was like unauthorized aid practically. It was so blatant. You need to look at this number and try to write it as the pieces that are written there. Now, you know what? I'm not going to do that one yet. How about this one? As you write that down, does anyone notice anything? What do you notice? The base on the other side is different. That could be a problem. Or will it be? Jeff? Yes. If the bases don't match, hey, stranger, I just left a message for you on this. All right. If the bases don't match, then something's got to be simplifiable somewhere. Something's got to be able to be done. And Jeff already noticed that on the right-hand side, log base 7 of 7 is 1. It's not log base 5 of 1. Careful, log base 3 of 1. It is 1. So the left-hand side gets rewritten as log base 3 of x divided by 5, and the right-hand side is written as 1. That means x over 5 equals 3 to the 1, which is 3, which means x equals 15. Make sense? I love these problems. Now, Diane, there's some rules of logarithms that you're going to have to go through, but we can sit down and go over them. They're very easy, and all they're designed to do is to take tonight's problem and make them look like last night's problem. And then we know how to take last night's problems and make them look like the night before's problems. Gross. Log base 2 of x plus 1 plus log base 2 of 3x minus 1 equals log base 3 of 243. Yikes. Any ideas? Evelyn, you got an idea of what I could do on this problem? Tell me how to live. You're exactly right. Tell me what to write to show how it's simplified. Uh-huh. That's a plus? Perfect. X plus 1 times 3x plus 1. Minus 1, excuse me. Equals, well, it's going to be log base 3 of 3 to the 5th is just 5. Perfect. The left side gets compressed. The right-hand side actually gets evaluated. And then this is last night's homework. What am I going to do with the 2? He's going to do his little Tarzan. He's going to let go. And where's he going to go? He's going to fly under, go to the other side. And that means 3x squared plus 2x minus 1 equals 2 to the 5th. Anyone have any factoring ideas for me? The number in the middle is pretty small. It's pretty small, and 1's plus, 1's minus, so the 3 and the 11 are probably going to stay pretty close to each other. Or the 33, I'm going to go for the factors in the middle, not the 3s and 33 and the 1. And that's a plus 11 and a minus 9. So what are my two possibilities for x? And 3. Are there any, either of those numbers, do either of those numbers not work here? Negative 11 over 3. Does positive 3 work? What about if the answer had come out to be 1/4? Just for giggles. Let's pretend the answer came out to be 1/4. Would 1/4 have worked?
No.
No. Why does 1/4 not work?
The second one is
negative. Yeah. 3/4 minus 1 is negative. So again, don't assume it's because it's a negative number. Look for the number to have a to be plugged in and give you a negative. Oh, and that's it. That's all I have for today. All right. For Tuesday, have a great weekend. Next assignment on the assignment.